They don't pay overtime, do they, Carol Wood?
No, they don't.
Well, let's talk about last night's meeting. Of course, the budget deficit, which had been anywhere between $18 and $25 million, by a vote of 5-3, a budget was passed. It's balanced, but there's a lot of cuts. Tell us what happened last night.
Well, we were presented on the floor with budget recommendations that, and again, as you indicated earlier, there were a number of cuts that were already proposed as part of the mayor's budget. What we were presented with on the floor was that number that we had heard on Friday, the $4.5 million. There was $1.2 million going to retirees' health care and $1.2 million going to the increase in health care that that they found out about numbers this past week as well, leaving in there about less than $3 billion for adding staff back in. Their proposal was also to tie that to employee concessions of another $3.3 million to reinstate 10 general personnel throughout the city, which could be code officers to public service to parks, and then the balance of those would be 20 fire officers, and then I believe it was 30 police personnel. But again, what happened last night is every dollar is tied to a dollar of employee concessions. If those aren't made and those were not put in personnel accounts, those were just put in sort of a control account, if those aren't made, they won't use any of that additional revenue that we got from the state to reinstate employees.
Who voted against this budget?
Myself, Brian Jeffries, and Eric Hewitt.
I knew that, and I
you
wanted
did.
I wanted to know why you voted against it.
Well, I believe that there are the employees have done a number of concessions. Are there things that they could continue to work on? Absolutely, and I don't think that you'll talk to anyone in union leadership that doesn't say that they understand that and they look at that every single day. But I think there were, again, as you and I had talked yesterday, different cuts that could have been made that would have assured the public that those officers, that personnel was put back on the street that they needed for quality of life. And none of those cuts were done. Again, it was tie barred to employee concessions. So if it takes 6 months to come up with those, apparently the way I understand what happened last night is that the slips will go out, and until those concessions are made, will anyone be hired back in?
Well, if the budget, as you would have liked to have seen it, would have been the budget, where would we have gotten the funding to pay for that?
Well, again, there were different cuts that we had seen out there that we believed, and yes, some of them are one-time cuts, but those would have reinstated and people that had gotten pink slips that on July they'd still be working. And it wasn't every single employee that we're talking about. We understood that when we were looking at the millage, that there would still be a reduction in services just simply because of what we were looking at, from the reduction in revenue sharing to the reduction in property taxes. But it would have saved some of those positions and some of the very ones that were part of the campaign to for public safety issues.
I think what we can gather from this, Carol, is that no matter what seat you're sitting in and no matter what budget you want, it was all going to be ugly. There were going to be cuts.
Absolutely.
People were going to lose jobs, and it's just an ugly situation to be in.
Yeah, it is. You know, and again, some of the things that we talked about yesterday was the fact that when you look across the state, everyone is grappling with this same issue out there. Everyone is trying to figure out how to how to balance budgets with the reduction of property values, with the reduction in population in our state because of the trends and the things that have happened here, along with money that we're getting from the capital and the fact that we can't be assured of some of those dollars. It's made it difficult for anyone that's looking at any budget, whether we're talking about local cities, counties, or whether you're talking about community college. All of them are struggling with budgets today.
Should we be concerned with the cuts in police and fire? Are the police going to be able to get to the homes in time? The fire going to be able to put out the fires?
Well, you know, you had some people on during the millage time that spoke about what those concerns were, that less officers out there makes a difference as far as the priority of calls and having the response and the backup, and as you wait for that backup before you go into things, the fact that you have less firefighters when a fire happens, yes, there's going to be concerns out there. And I think for any of us to try to sugarcoat it and say that we're going to do our best, yes, every officer that's out there is going to do their best. But with less bodies, there's decisions that are made, and some calls that might have been answered sooner are going to get moved to the bottom of the rung, and other calls will have to wait for some officers until they have the backup to be able to respond to some of these things.
All right, one last question for you, Carol, before we go to Ron Shevlin of the ITE Group. What's going to happen next year?
Well, if we're not talking about it tomorrow and looking at, again, different ways that we can increase our revenues as well as looking at other services and things that we can look at. Right now we are having talks. There is a study going on about a Metro Fire Department and things like that. We have to continue to engage in those things so that we can make sure that not only our community but other communities are safe in our and our region, and that again that we're making sure that we're utilizing every dollar the best way that we can.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome. You have a good day.